So I would say, unfortunately, I will agree with you that most of the FSP, I mean, are requesting or needing some kind of incentive to do this. Why is it unfortunately? Because I think that is not logical. I mean, if you are MFIs working for supposedly excluded people from the regular market and so on, I mean, automatically you should be able and you should be able to be ready to work with refugees, which were excluded people. But it's true that, I mean, the first time we started to discuss with potential FSP to be part of our program, I was always so surprised, if not to say shocked, to listen to them and the way they were looking at the refugees. And I was saying, okay, guys, I am talking to bankers, or I am talking to people working in microfinance sectors. Because they had exactly the same arguments than the banks in terms of looking at the refugees and saying, okay, I mean, these refugees are too risky, they might leave the countries, I mean, and so on. And I said, no, I mean, guys, I mean, we know the figures, we can really prove you that, I mean, at the end, the market is not as risky as you believe. And we already had some few experiences. We were using Kiva experience already at that time to prove that the market was not so risky. So I would say that still there was this type of perception, and there's still, I believe, this type of perception that this potential market is not a real potential market for them. So they need incentive. And it's true that part of our program was to try to provide this type of incentives, in the sense that we're going to try to support them to open new branches where the refugee will be, to try to help them to train the staff. Because what we found out that one of the main issues is with the staff, I mean, because they are the one to deal directly with the refugees, and they are the first to feel that the refugees are riskier people, and they don't want them in their portfolio. So you need to train the staff to let them know that, okay, you can treat them like any type of your clients. We had a big discussion, and I'm happy to sit close to David with FMO regarding portfolio guarantee. So we refused to provide the portfolio guarantee to our FSP because we wanted to prove that, I mean, they need to serve it without this type of guarantee. So we might disagree with David because it's a different approaches. But that's true that that way we lost, how we say, some type of potential partners with whom we could work, because I mean, they were requesting first, okay, guys, we're ready to work on this, but we need a portfolio guarantee, and say, no, I mean, there's no need for it. I mean, we want to show that they are part of a mainstream market, that you can serve them like you serve your other clients, and that you don't need it. So I would say we lost some potential partners. You got some of them, so that's fine for you. But we still found three partners, for example, in Uganda that we're going to work with without any portfolio guarantee. We just provide them incentive to, as I mentioned, to train their staff. The UNHCR is going to help us to make them understand, I mean, what is a refugee and why a refugee can be treated like any other type of clients. As I said, we're going to provide non-financial services and so on. So I think that, yes, incentives are needed, but I start to feel that at least I'm just back from Uganda, and I was extremely surprised because I really met very enthusiastic people. Very enthusiastic people who started to realize that it was really a type of program that was really new for them, that was bringing them innovations in the way they were dealing with the people. They started to hire refugee staff, and they find it a very good collaboration between these two things. So I think that slowly, the more we're going to talk about it, the more incentive will be there. I'm very confident that at the end, I mean, refugee will be in the mainstream market, and that incentive might not be that needed as it is right now. But let's see, maybe I'm too optimistic.